while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
They can't do nothing, but their eyes full of lust. Oh, if I was 25 years younger, Lord knows. You lustful devil, you. You need to be saved. That's why you got to keep yourself out of situations. Flee youthful lust. Joseph, that's why he became who he was. When Potiphar's wife trapped him. And it wasn't just a one-day gig. She did that for a year. She was after him. Every time she turned around, she was trying to corner him somewhere. When she finally trapped him, he come out of his jacket. Said, you could have this, but you can't have me. Why? The word of God in his heart. See, God, just about God got something better for you than a Potiphar. Than a Potiphar's wife. Look at the irony in this. When Joseph was put in charge, guess who became his wife? Potiphar's daughter. That's who was raised up. His wife got him put in prison, and God took her daughter. He said, no, she's going to be his wife. Not you, with your lustful self. I said, we're going to do a conference on this. We're going to do something on this because it's so needful. Because like I said, we've got good young people. And sometimes they're destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm telling you, those spirits get a stronghold, they'll drive you. And you won't see anything wrong. We love one another, but you ain't married. Hello? Now, I know this ain't going to fly in a lot of churches or a lot of circles, but it's true. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God says, I'm going to judge them. There's all kind of stuff happens to your soul when you get off into relationships like that. And don't think you can come out unscathed and unwounded. Many strong have been cast down. That spirit will tell you stolen waters are sweet. But little do they don't tell you that after you finish, gravel is going to be all up in your mouth. Amen. Ain't nothing to play with. I'm telling you, ain't nothing to play with, especially with all the stuff going around. Yet alone what happens in the spirit dimension. It's more than the notion. And we're going to rescue young people, young men. There are marriages that will be ordained of God right here. Yeah, your husband, your young lady, young man, your husband, your wife is right here. Can be right here, right now, and you don't see him yet. But seek first the kingdom of God. What God joins together, let not man put asunder. Like I said, listen, I'm going to move on, but there's nothing wrong with liking someone, thinking they're attractive. It's a good thing that you are attracted to someone. But there's a way about doing it. Keep God first. What would Jesus do? You know, you don't roll up on nobody with, you don't know, phony little, hey, baby. hit him upside the head with the Bible. They're your baby. I'm your sister. We're going to go deep with this. When I get these young men together, we're going to go deep with this thing. Amen. There's a way to handle yourself. Keep your dignity. Keep your sanity. Keep your respect. And not only demand respect, but give respect and honor. You honor your sister in the Lord. That's your sister. Hello? I said, honor. I didn't get much clap. Especially from that side over there. I said, honor. I said, honor your sister in the Lord. Back yourself up. Get up off of her. I'm gonna come serious with you now. Because if I see it, because see, I'm picking up stuff in the spirit. You get yourself in trouble. You lose your anointing. Amen. You lose your way. It ain't going to be because you weren't warned or weren't instructed about that. See, a lot of places people won't say stuff like this, but I care enough about you and your future because you're good people. Seducing spirits go after good folk. You know, people out in the world really want somebody up in the church. You go get you one of them church women. Them's the good women's. And then silly women get led astray. Silly women, backbiters, gossipers, get led astray by these shysters, these that are just looking for a one-night stand or a good feel. Help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't mad at nobody. It's about the devil. I pray God have mercy upon our young people. I know when I first got saved, my eyes were straight ahead. God had done too much for me. Folk didn't know what he brought me out of. I was glad to be alive. I wasn't looking for nothing but Jesus. Amen. I said, I wasn't looking for nothing but Jesus. And that's the way it's got to be. When God starts working, you'll know. And then you have leadership. We have elders here. We have pastor. We have myself. We have people in the church that have stature that can talk to you. You know, that you don't need to just go on off into something on your own. And you don't know any better. Well, I thought, no, why didn't you... You know, we've talked to people that have done business deals and said, listen, had you come to me, I could have told you. I could have told you it would save you a whole lot of heartache, a whole lot of resentment, a whole lot of headache. And it's not being critical or judgmental of anything. I just know a lot of things. Things you shouldn't hook up with, things you shouldn't do, things you know, people that you shouldn't deal with. I'm just being honest. You know, some people you don't give loans to, you give them money. Just give it to them. you need it? Hey, here's 100. Here's 150. Take it. No, bro, take it. No. On me. Because I got it for you next week. Then next week come. Then the next week. And then by the third week, something on you now. Brother told me 3 weeks ago that he would have my money. Now he's shouting, and I ain't got no shout. And I'm mad. I'm ready to fight now. What you should have done is said, no, bro, it's yours. No, bro, take it. I bless you in Jesus' name. Tell me y'all to learn. Some of y'all will learn. I'm not saying everybody's like that, but just for whatever it's worth, you know, we get through these spheres. You'll deal with stuff like that, and you have to conquer. Now, the thermosphere is the hottest sphere. That's where the gold is tried. If you're going to advance, if you're going to mature, if you're going to grow, let's be honest. Let's not put our head in the sand or hide among the fig leaves. Realize that there's going to be tests. God will never tempt us with evil, but God will test us in the midst of trials. Or he will send a test or a trial. There's a difference between a test and a trial. Test you might get through in a day. Test might be a couple days, might be a week. A trial is just that. And I know our lawyers, can tell you, a trial lasts a while. You're debating, you're going back, you're hearing all this stuff, you're dealing with all this stuff, and it may last a good while, a trial. But a test is something that comes and goes. Like in school, so is it in the spirit realm. If you could keep failing tests, how can God graduate you to the next? He won't. He can't. But when you pass the test, tell somebody you got to pass the test. Now, let me say this. God's going to always bring us through there. The sun will shine even when it's cloudy. The sun is still shining. God will always bring us out. But let me ask you, what have you become? Have you transformed? Have you learned the lesson? Have you grown? Have you repented? Has God changed you with the trial or the test? Or are you the same hard head, stubborn, gonna do it your way? Because see, trouble is not going to last always. But it has a purpose. And it's to transform us. How do you handle the trouble? I got a little transparent here in the first. Were you listening to me? You were listening? Because I told somebody I didn't tell you. Again. See, one thing about my wife, you cannot keep a secret from her. You can't hide nothing from her. Somehow she knows where everything's at in the house. Like in the little, you see my, oh yeah. Like I had some some socks that I had wore to the gym. And you know, they're a real nice pair of socks. My son bought them for me a while back. They're real, real comfortable socks. And when the white clothes were washed, I went in there, I was looking, and there was this one sock. I thought, now where? I know I put these socks in here, and I know. And I'm looking and looking. You know, with me, little stuff like that can irritate you. So I'm looking all over, looking under the bed, and all under the bed. And I know I washed it. I know it was here with these. And so I forgot about it after a while. I was doing some studying. Then the wife comes in, and she comes back in, and she said, oh, by the way, I accidentally washed your sock with this other load. And so I'm saying, there's my sock. But it seemed like she always knows or has something to do with where something is and being able to find it when I can't find it. That's her. That's how moms are. And it's a gift. But now, in the midst of the trial and the test, have you changed? Have you allowed God to change you? It's not in the good times and when everything's going your way that you change. We just ride the wave. You know, it's like somebody that's broke, but all of a sudden they get a lot of money. Suddenly they got a lot of money, but nothing changed, so they're still the same way they were before they got money. Now they just got a lot of money. But see, God's way is to change you from there in order to prepare you for when he does bless you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.